Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to bring you an interview with Friederike Nussel, a professor of systematic theology and head of the Ecumenical Institute of Heidelberg University in Germany.
I do hope that this visit of the Pope will, first of all, encourage us in understanding and really confirming, affirming this motto of his visit, where God is, there is future. And second, I hope that he will find a way to address the issue of the Reformation, which allows both of our churches to get impulses from that, help us to really go to this anniversary in 2017, use it for common commemoration.
This may be Pope Benedict's first state visit to your nation, but it has an ecumenical leitmotif to it. What are your hopes for the encounter with representatives of the Protestant churches in Erfurt?
Well, first of all, I think it is a very good ecumenical sign that the Pope accepted the invitation to combine his visit to Germany with visiting the Protestant church in Germany. He agreed to come to the Augustine Monastery, Erfurt, which was a place from which the Reformation in a way started. And so I think it's a very good sign for us that the Pope agreed to come to this place.
It's a highly symbolic visit, isn't it? Because he's actually going to the place where Luther lived and worked.
That's right. And it is the place where Luther lived and worked as a monk and as a member of the Roman Catholic Church, which he at this time adored, and he wanted to be as good as possible and a very, very good monk. And only after a while he realized how hard this was and how much pressure was combined with this on his conscience. And so he lived through a struggle, I think, which was a struggle of many monks at the time, but in a way he didn't leave it. He fought this struggle. And I think it's very symbolic that the Pope comes to this place in which this struggle took place at the time.
Of course, the Pope grew up in Germany, albeit in Bavaria, the Catholic stronghold. Lutherans are the separated brethren he knows best. Is this perceived at all?
I think many people know that the Pope, as an academic scholar, knows very much about the Reformation and the Protestant ideas and the development of Protestant thought. And I think, yes, this is recognized and perceived.
You're a theologian yourself, and you share a lot with the Pope as the head of the Catholic Church. This is a provocative question.
First of all, one should say that especially Roman Catholic Christians and Protestant Christians share much more than they don't agree on. I think this is something we really have to realize much deeper. We believe we share the same faith in the God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in God's grace, in his way to love humankind and to care for humankind. So there is a lot of agreement, and it's only some matters of understanding the true ways of exercising sacraments and understanding ministry that divides us.
You read a lot in the newspapers about hopes for changes during this trip. Of course, this isn't that kind of trip, is it?
Yes, one reads a lot of expectations about changes, but I think there are also a lot of voices who point to the fact that this is not a trip which will set a new ecumenical scene and bring changes about which will change our interdenominational encounter in Germany completely. It is a symbolic sign, as said in the first minutes of this talk. I think what is important about this is that, I mean, depending on what the Pope is going to say, Protestants might get the feeling that he sees changes which came from the Reformation, and some of the changes were changes that needed to come for Christianity and were received in then both churches.
In 2017, you will be marking the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. What exactly is its significance? It's a very complex anniversary, no?
That's true. It is a very complex anniversary. I think its significance is to get new impulses from commemorating and hopefully commemorating together, to get new impulses, further engagement in all aspects in which the churches needs ongoing reformation, and I think this is the most important thing. But it is also, if you look back to former anniversaries, it is the first one which is really expected together, planned in a way together. It is taken to be an opportunity to commemorate the Reformation together, and this hadn't been the case in all these centuries before. All the anniversaries of the Reformation in some way or the other pointed to the separation, and this one will be the first which we have the chance to point to what we have achieved together.
You have achieved a lot beyond the theological basis, on a daily basis, because of shared numbers which make up the population.
That's correct. It's important to really remember this and note this. There have been so many things that have changed after Vatican II. So if you look at the situation for example, mixed marriages or baptism, there has been a lot of change. And the life in the communities, you have ecumenical services now. You have ecumenical exchange on all levels. Parishes work together. So if you would compare maybe some time to 1920 to 1980 or 90, it's such a big difference. And I think we should not be too impatient in hoping for new changes and further development, just if you look back what has changed during the last 40 years.
You mentioned what's happened in the last 40 years. Now going back 21 years. Erfurt, which the Pope will visit, was in former Eastern Europe, where until 1989 to practice one's faith meant putting one's life at stake. At the time of reunification, there must have been a challenging blending in process at an ecclesial level between the Eastern and Western churches. Is that so also for the Lutheran Church?
I think, yeah, for both big churches, as I would say, it has a huge change, but also a huge challenge. I mean, if you look at the motto of the visit of the Pope, where God is, there is future, I think this is to show something of this, and show this in a more or less atheist environment, which had grown in the eastern part of Germany, much more than in the west. This is a challenge, in a way, is a common challenge to both of us. This challenge has been addressed by the Lutheran Church or by all the Protestant churches, and it's an ongoing challenge.
My guest there was Friederike Nüssel, Professor of Systematic Theology and Head of the Ecumenical Institute of Heidelberg University in Germany. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.